like to ask Mr. Željko Bogut to take the floor. Zahvaljujem. Thank you very much. Ministry of Justice of Bosnia and Herzegovina. In Bosnia and Herzegovina currently there is no particular legal instrument to protect the right to due process, especially the trial within reasonable time. Therefore, there are appeals to the Constitutional Court in Bosnia and Herzegovina, which has been done a lot lately. Considering that the Constitutional Court of Bosnia and Herzegovina in many procedures has established that there was a violation to the right to trial within a reasonable time, competent bodies in Bosnia have taken a number of activities in order to establish an effective legal system to protect this right. The Constitutional Court of Bosnia and Herzegovina has first informed the High Judicial and Prosecutorial Council of Bosnia and Herzegovina, which immediately established a working group to enforce the decisions of the Constitutional Court, then the action plan to accelerate court procedures was established. And within that, there is a working group to draft the law on violation of the right to trial within a reasonable time. Upon the initiative of AJPC, the Ministry of Justice immediately established a working group that will consider the AJPC's initiative and define and implement further activities to draft legal provisions to prevent the violation of this right. The working group is almost done, and the draft will soon, legislative draft will soon be made available for the procedure of adoption. The working group also considered the conclusions of the Council of Ministers from the 143rd session in May 2018, where it considered the report on the procedures before the European Court of Human Rights that violate the right to due process referred to in Article 6 of the European Convention. Regarding trials and war crimes cases, considering the experience so far with the implementation of the state-level strategy for prosecuting war crimes, a revised draft strategy has been prepared with suitable mechanisms to improve prosecution of war crimes before courts in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and primarily those that are most complex. By implementing this strategy, the prosecution should be significantly accelerated. Regarding the amendments to the Roman Statute of the International Criminal Court, the so-called Kampala Amendments, we would like to point out that the Presidency of Bosnia and Herzegovina at its session held on the 19th of June 2019 made the decision that Bosnia and Herzegovina should accede to the amendments and ordered the competent bodies to implement the procedure for signing and ratification. Yesterday, the Council of Ministers adopted the proposal of the draft decision to ratify this international treaty, which will then be forwarded to further procedure of adoption. Concerning the application of the criminal code of the former Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, it is important to stress that the ECHR's decision in case Maktuf and Damjanovic versus Bosnia and Herzegovina and the decisions of the Constitutional Court of Bosnia and Herzegovina, the assumptions have been the basis has been set to harmonize the judicial practice in this situation. These decisions have now resolved the legal issue of retroactive application of the criminal code and ensure the uniform application of the laws and equality of all citizens before domestic courts. In 2003, the criminal code and the criminal procedure code of Bosnia and Herzegovina have been adopted, which stipulate the crimes that are tried before the Court of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The Criminal Court of Bosnia and Herzegovina also incriminates the crime of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. And the criminal codes in the entities, therefore, do not contain these provisions. Considering the time when these acts were committed, the criminal code of the former Yugoslavia is applied on an individual basis for those crimes that were incriminated at the time, whereas for those crimes that were not incriminated at the time, the criminal code of Bosnia and Herzegovina, which is now in force, is applied. The Criminal Code of Bosnia and Herzegovina also includes the chain of command liability, and including any member of government as well. If they have planned, ordered, helped plan, or in any other way have known or helped these acts to be committed. Regarding recommendations on preventing impunity, in order to have more efficient cooperation with regional countries, 3 agreements have been signed and 3 protocols. How the issue of supporting and protecting witnesses is one of the strategic objectives that is implemented through specific witness support divisions that support witnesses before, during, and after trials. The law on the rights of victims of war has not been adopted at the level of the state, but in the entities they have, in the Federation in 2007 and in the Republika Srpska in 2018. These laws ensure individual rights and financial compensations that are paid every month. The law on free legal aid before bodies and institutions of Bosnia and Herzegovina offers a possibility to persons who have been victims of crimes to sue for damages. Regarding the implementation of decisions of the European Court of Human Rights, we would like to point out that the Council of Ministers, upon a proposal of the Ministry of Justice of Bosnia and Herzegovina, has adopted an action plan for the implementation of decisions in the cases Zornic versus Bosnia and Herzegovina and Sejdic and Finci versus Bosnia and Herzegovina. Now, a working group needs to be set up, which includes members, representatives of all caucuses in the House of Representatives and in the House of Peoples of the Parliamentary Assembly of Bosnia and Herzegovina.